Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to People You Need to Know on Sparkplug Radio. I'm your host, Sparkplug, publisher of People You Need to Know magazine, the publication that gives women business owners tremendous recognition, unrivaled respect, great opportunities, energetic encouragement, and a stronger brand identity in Metro Atlanta and beyond. Our show today is brought to you by the 5th Annual Helping Women Succeed in Atlanta, a global summit and awards event which will be live-streamed to 100 countries around the world via YouTube Live. This red carpet and elegant breakfast affair will be held on Saturday, April 11th, 2015, at the magnificent Georgian Terrace Hotel in downtown Atlanta. For more information or sponsorship opportunities, please call 770-460-5995. In this segment, we're going to be speaking with Miss Michelle B. Coco Whitehead, the founder and principal PR consultant with Chocolate PR, about baggage claim, own your ish, insecurity, self-sabotaging, and heartbreak. My guest today is a Louisiana native. She began her career in communications upon graduating from Nicholls State University with a BA degree in public relations and a minor in government. In 2008, she served as the online communications coordinator for the grassroots organization ACORN, in which she played a significant role in the National Headquarters Crisis Management Campaign. As the founder and principal PR consultant of Chocolate PR, she has represented many celebrities and top professionals in the medical field. We are so honored to have on the phone today a woman who's adding flavor to the bland in marketing and making bitter situation sweet. Miss Michelle B. Coco Whitehead, welcome to Spark Plug Radio.
Thank you for having me. Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Fantastic, and I'm trying to get better. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
All right. Well, Coco, tell us, what do you do for your clients?
I am my client's direct connect to media exposure. I get their brands the recognition they deserve, and that is by getting them interviews, placements, red carpet appearances, you name it, anything that puts their brand in a positive light so that they can influence their audience, that's where I get them.
Well, in your opinion, what's the difference between PR and advertising?
Well, the biggest difference between public relations and advertising is that public relations is free and advertising is a paid service. That's the biggest difference. And a lot of clients don't understand that.
Well, if publicity is free, then why do publishers charge a fee?
Well, that's a great question. Publicists are forever networking and have the connections to make things happen on behalf of the client. It takes expertise to snag publicity. Let me give you an example. If you wanted to advertise something in People Magazine, as long as you have a budget, you can go ahead and get that ad as long as you can afford the current rate for whatever size ad you're seeking. Now, if you get an interview in People Magazine, that is a form of publicity, and that is absolutely free.
Okay. But now the publicist, who's paying the publicist?
The client pays the publicist.
Okay, all right. All right, so what do you mean when you talk about baggage claim, own your ish?
Well, here's the thing. A lot of times women want to start businesses. You know, we have brilliant ideas because women are naturally creative. That's what we do. We are creators, so naturally we're creative people, and we have all these ideas how we can help ourselves, help each other, and bring these innovative products and services to the marketplace. But also as women, you know, we also have a lot of baggage, and that baggage can hinder you from living the best life possible as well as starting your business.
Okay, I like how you said that women are natural creators.
Yeah.
So it's easy for them to pretty much be creative. It kind of goes hand in hand, huh?
Yes, it does.
Now, who are some of the people you've worked with so far?
I've worked with Kenya Moore from the Real Housewives of Atlanta, Atlanta's own Dr. April Speed. She's an award-winning oncologist. You know, everybody loves Dr. April Speed. I've worked with celebrity makeup artist Tony Acey, who is another Atlanta native. Celebrity hairstylist Pakila Riley. She's based in Jacksonville, Florida, and she works for campaigns such as Cream of Nature, Mazzani, and also Black Girls Rock. So I work with mainly women who are in various genres, from beauty to lifestyle to health.
Okay. What are some of the things you would suggest college students start doing right now to prepare for a career in public relations?
I would say network, network, intern, intern. Those are very important things. Public relations is very hands-on. You know, it's great to go to school and get the book knowledge, but when it's time to get hired, people want to see what can you do. You know, do you understand how to write a press release properly? Do you know what step and repeat is for a red carpet event? Do you understand media training? Can you coach your client how to respond to tough questions in an interview? So you really need to practice your skills and network as much as possible. It's okay to do some events for free. It's okay to take on some clients for free. You just need to make sure that what you're doing lines up with what you want to be known for. So it's perfectly okay to step out there on faith, you know, make some connections. So what if nobody knows you? Make those connections, polish up the resume, and if you don't have the experience, ask to do the work for free. People will be more than happy to bring you onto their team and take you under their wing. You just never know.
All right. Well, you know, there's a big misconception that PR is all about red carpet events and doing glamorous things. Can you clarify what it really entails?
Yes, I can. Now, it is a very fun job, and red carpet events, celebrity events, that certainly comes with the territory, but it's not all that PR professionals do. A lot of times, clients will get themselves caught up in some type of scandal, be it knowingly or unknowingly. You know, a lot of things happen out of our control, and we're required to do crisis management or damage control. Let me give you an example. I had a client, Dr. Myla, actually. She's based in Richmond, Indiana, a very small town. She's the only black plastic surgeon in her area. Well, in February, the last week of Black History Month, the KKK blew up her husband's truck, and they wrote some derogatory things about her being an N-word doctor and stating that she needed to move out the neighborhood on her garage. They spray painted that on her garage and they signed it KKK. Well, of course, that's a very tumultuous event for a client. And her local authorities were not taking it seriously. They labeled it as a teenage prank. So they were just pretty much just sitting back, not investigating, you know, just letting it blow over, saying that they didn't have enough proof to go off. Well, when she contacted me, I decided that we're going to go ahead and take this thing national. Within 2 days of her contacting me, I got her on the Tom Joyner Morning Show. She was able to talk to Tom and Jay and Sybil and tell her story. Lo and behold, 2 to 3 days later, the local authorities, the FBI, they came to her house to start a full investigation. Had it not been for my quick thinking and getting her that national interview to draw more attention to her situation, it would have just been another hate crime with no results. And now they're actually investigating and trying to figure out who did this to her family. So that's why I say PR is hard work and it's not all about glitz and glam. You have to do some really real work, roll up those sleeves as well.
Now, what's the most misunderstood thing about PR professionals?
I think people believe that the PR professional lives an equally glamorous life as the client sometimes. But what they don't know is most of our day is spent in front of the computer, typing, responding to emails, researching how to make the client look good. You know, we're not all sipping mimosas in Buckhead, playing on our iPhones and taking selfies. It's a lot of work that needs to be done in order to make the client shine.
Okay. Well, Coco, when you talk about owning your ish, you talked briefly earlier about insecurity, sabotage, self-sabotaging, and heartbreak. Let's get a little deeper into that. What do you think are some of the biggest insecurities that a lot of women are dealing with out here today in business that are keeping them from living the successful lives most of them want to live?
That is a great question. When it comes to insecurities, we doubt ourselves and our abilities and what we bring to the table. You know, God gives us this great idea, and we're stoked about it at first. And then self-doubt kind of creeps in, and then you're wondering, well, how can I pull this off? Are people even going to want to buy my service? But nobody knows me. How am I going to do this? How am I going to do that? And then what perpetuates that is when we get on social media and we see another woman who's flourishing in her business, and then we start comparing ourselves. But comparing is a false way to measure your own success. This woman has her own lane. She's doing her own thing. You have your own lane. You're doing your own thing. Comparing isn't going to solve the problem. If anything, you should look at what she's doing as motivation and say, I can do it too, and be secure that your ideas and your gifts are equally valuable to the marketplace.
Say that again, what you were saying about comparing is a false way. How'd you say that again?
Comparing is a false way to measure your success.
I think that's beautiful. I appreciate you sharing it with our listening audience. Now, this little, and you kind of touched on it a little bit as well. Talk a little bit more about self-sabotaging behaviors.
Sure, because we definitely do that. How many times are we offered this wonderful opportunity and we mess it up, whether we know it or not? Sometimes we do it on purpose because we're afraid to take the step out. And sometimes we're just not disciplined enough to accept the opportunity. You know, you get a phone call and someone tells you, you know, I really want to work with you. You know, I like what you're doing. I've heard about you. Let's have a business brunch, 10:30 sharp. I want to meet you at this location and we can hash out the details. And you sabotage yourself because, again, that insecurity, not really sure how you're going to pull it off or if you're good enough. Or on the other side, you're not even prepared because you don't have your marketing materials together. You're just not disciplined to get up, get yourself together, make it out the house for 10:30 on time. So that's where the self-sabotaging comes in at. You have to have self-discipline if you're going to be a business owner. It's going to take a change in your lifestyle, and that change happens in the mind first. Mindset is a very big thing. If you can change your mindset, you can do just about anything. So
wow.
That's what I mean by self-sabotaging. We have opportunities and we blow them purposefully, and sometimes we don't mean to, but we blow them.
Well, Coco, beautifully put, talk a little bit more about heartbreak, how heartbreak holds a lot of women back from achieving the success they really want.
Sure thing, heartbreak. Now, you know, automatically we think relationships, and that could possibly be it. You know, you have to have total wellness if you're going to thrive in life, period. So healthy relationships are equally important. But heartbreak can also entail hanging on to past endeavors that have went sour in business. You know, let's say you applied for a loan last year and you got turned down. So this year, you're equally discouraged because of what happened last year. But that was last year, sweetheart. It's 2015. What did you learn last year when you got turned down? Did you think perhaps maybe I need to clean up my credit a little bit? Maybe the business plan wasn't as tight as it could have been? So it's a new year. Let's not harbor on to what happened last year. Let's get over that, do the work, and see what we can do in 2015 to make some magic. Or, you know, well, she asked me to do business with her and she stole my idea. Okay, that was her. That was one person. There's trillions of people out there who can be of service to your business, who you can partner with, who you can tap into, who will pour into you, who will mentor you, who are actually going to do the right thing and be legitimate business people. You're still thinking about the one girl that goes to your church who told you that she could help you and you guys would make great business partners, and it went sour. That's one person. Get over that heartbreak and do what you need to do so that you can shine this year and build your business. So that's what I mean by heartbreak.
All right. Well, well put. Now, so what are some of the things people should look for in a top public relations firm?
First and foremost, communication is everything. In communications, mass media, I don't care what the genre is, if it's broadcast, if it's print, if it's PR, communication, both written and verbal, are very important. If you're going back and forth with this person via email and their grammar, their writing skills, the presentation is not at the level it should be, that's not the person for you, because this person is responsible for representing your image and putting you in the best light possible. So you need to know how to write. And I also want kids in college to know that writing is the foundation of any job in communications, verbal as well. If you can speak well, if you can write well, that's a plus. I mean, you
have to have those things intact. Coco, you have to repeat that again, because that's so true. Go say that again real quick, please.
The part about written and verbal communication.
That's right. That's right.
That is the foundation of any job in communications or media. If you are in college and you want to be taken seriously, please hone your skills as a writer and a speaker. You have to know how to talk properly, how to grab attention, how to tell compelling stories, how to get your point across articulately. All that is equally important. If anybody talks about representing my brand and they don't know the difference between two, that is a problem. And I really don't know if it's a safe bet for me to turn my image and my brand over to you. So you need to look for that in the public relations person. Also, make sure that the person's niche is conducive to what you do. For example, you know, there are people who do political grassroots PR campaigns. There are people who do strictly beauty and fashion PR. There's people who do music PR. So you want to make sure that you're going to somebody that has the resources and the connections to serve you. That's very important. And also know that just because a person knows a lot of people, that doesn't make them a publicist. You know, there's a lot of people who think that PR is like a new hustle, and they're really just taking people's money. and you think, oh, they have so many followers on Instagram, they're well-connected, I need to get with this person. Not necessarily. Knowing a lot of people does not make you a publicist. Knowing the right outlets, the right magazines, following the right news beats, the right journalists, having those connections, that makes you a good publicist. Not necessarily knowing everybody in town. There's a difference.
So knowing the people who can make things happen.
Right. But knowing the people who can make things happen for your brand, knowing people who can get you interviews, media exposure, knows how to write a press release, knows about sponsorship, knows how to position your brand with corporate brands to get you the best exposure possible. You know, knowing everybody in Atlanta, that doesn't necessarily make you a publicist. You're popular, but that doesn't make you a PR professional.
So what should they look for in a publicist as far as knowing about sponsorships are concerned?
Again, you want to make sure that that person understands your brand. For example, if you are a motivational speaker and you mainly speak to young boys, young African-American boys, a good sponsorship would probably be something like getting connected to Steve Harvey's foundation, because, you know, Steve has the mentoring camp for young boys. Every Father's Day, they go to his ranch in Dallas, and it's just a big bonding time to get those boys connected to male role models. That makes sense for somebody who speaks to young boys. Tying that motivational speaker to CoverGirl, that doesn't make sense. Yes, CoverGirl is a great brand, but does it fit the audience that you're catering to? And it's a waste of time, because CoverGirl is going to say, okay, well, how does this benefit us?
Okay. Well, before we bring this interview to a close, is there anything you'd like to add or clarify this time as it relates to public relations?
Yes, I would. For anybody that's considering public relations, it's a great field. Do lots of internships, network with other PR professionals so someone can take you under their wing. And it's a really fun job, and it's really fulfilling, you know, to see that you can help people reach their goals in business and in life in general. Also, if you are seeking public relations services, you can go to my website, www.getchocolatepr.com. That's
We're gonna get to that in just a second, but
okay.
We're gonna get to that. I'm gonna give you a chance to give out all the ways they can connect with you in just a second. But let me ask you this question. I almost forgot to ask you. Do you do anything else besides public relations?
Yes, I do. I'm a freelance writer because, like I said, writing is the foundation of communications jobs. So I'm a freelance writer. I've had some of my things contributed to Black and Married with Kids, Essence Online, CocoFab.com, in which I'm also a marketing consultant for, and I'm also a speaker and a blogger.
All right. Of course, you would be a speaker and a blogger, right?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of goes hand in hand with what you do.
Yeah.
All right. Now let's get back to your information, your contact information. How can our listeners connect with you?
Okay. You can go directly to my website, and my website also has my social media links. So you can log on to www.getchocolatepr.com to reach me.
Okay, what about social media? We have a few minutes left, so give out all your information.
Okay, my social media, you can go to facebook.com/chocolatePR to connect with my business page. If you want to connect with me personally, you just type in Miss Shelby, M-I-C-H-E-L-B-Y, Coco, C-O-C-O, Whitehead, W-H-I-T-E-H-E-A-D. That's for Facebook. And Twitter and Instagram, I am GetChocolatePR. So my Twitter and my Instagram is the same. But like I said, you can go to the website, www.getchocolatepr.com, and that's where all my social media links are. You'll see all the services we offer and how we can add flavor to your blend and make your bitter situation sweet.
All right. Give us your phone number.
Oh, sure. You can connect with me at area code 404-673-5582. That is my direct line.
So your office is in Atlanta and Louisiana. How is that working?
I go wherever the client needs me to be. I am originally from Louisiana, but I have lots of clients in Atlanta, New York, Texas, Florida, and California. So we're everywhere we need to be for the client.
All right. Any last things you'd like our listening audience to know about Chocolate PR?
Yes. If you are a mompreneur, I want to talk to you. And a mompreneur is a mother who currently works a 9-to-5, but she's building her business on the side. If you're a mompreneur, Mother's Day is coming up, and I want you to take advantage of 2015 to put your business into action. And it all starts with taking small steps. You don't have to have 50 clients beating down your door to start your business, and that's a misconception that we have to have everything lined up and ready to roll before we can start a business. But just go ahead and write down what you want your company to do. What do you want to serve people with? What do you feel your mission and your vision is? Think about your brand, your logo, your color scheme, your tagline, how you want people to feel after they've had your product or your service. So, moms, go ahead and take that time to build your dream and build your brand. And if you need assistance with that, you can contact me for a free consultation at the website, www.getchocolatepr.com. Shoot me a message or give me a call, and let's connect and talk about how we can bring your brand to fruition in 2015.
All right. Miss Michelle B. Coco Whitehead, founder and principal PR consultant of Chocolate PR. Thanks for spending some of your most valuable time with us today.
Thank you, and I'd love to come back.
All right. We'd love to have you back, okay?
Thank you.
You've been listening to Spark Plug Radio, the radio station that shines the spotlight on women business owners like Ms. Michelle B. Coco Whitehead. To listen to even more People You Need to Know, just Google Spark Plug Radio or visit our website at sparkplugpeople.com, and be sure to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook at PYNTK. We'd love to hear from you, so please email us at sparkplugpeople@gmail.com. I want to take a moment to thank our executive producer and my wife, Ms. Jacqueline Benjamin Thomas, for doing another beautiful job behind the scenes. So until next time, this is Spark Plug, the world's number one promoter of women business owners, reminding you that People You Need to Know magazine shines the spotlight on women business owners like no other company on earth. When you're ready to move out of the crowd and get into the spotlight, give us a call today at 770-460-5995. Thanks again for tuning in, and be sure to tell your friends about Spark Plug Radio.